This is episode 2222 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day one of a series we're launching into this week. We are exploring the theme of how to manage stress triggers, and this is by special request. This is from a young woman who listens to the podcast. She is 16 years old, and like most of us, she has experienced a difficult time during the pandemic. She lost a family member, and she has family members who relapsed into drugs. And this has been a time for her to feel as though she has become the adult. She mentioned she feels like she is 16 going on 40. And so I wanted to create this week's series dedicated to this special young woman who reached out to me and let you all know that you are not alone as you go through whatever you are going through. In this week's series, I decided to focus on the top stressors of our day. And so this is going to be a series where each day this week we focus on a top stress trigger. Some of those top stress triggers, according to some research I did, include death. Now, this could be the death of a lifestyle or the death of a loved one or something that you might cherish, including a pet. You will explore how to manage stress when an important relationship ends. How to manage stress when you move, where your whole life has been uprooted, and maybe you haven't actually physically moved, but maybe you are no longer going into work, you're working from home, or you're not able to go to school, or when you lose that all-important support system. You will also discover how to manage stress during a major illness or injury, and this includes when a loved one is experiencing a major illness or injury, which spills over into your life. You'll also explore how to manage stress when your finances change or you lose your job. You will also discover how to manage stress in a category I included, and that is how to manage uncertainty when you lose faith in institutions once held dear, when you feel like you can't believe what you read in the media. The uncertainty and confusion out there can be incredibly stressful because you can't really put a name to it sometimes. So you'll also explore this kind of new modern stress we are experiencing. With that, I want you to know that you always can find more in-depth guidance during any series you explore here on the podcast. I have an app called the Sip and Om Meditation App, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M. And on the app, you can try for 7 days free. That's an entire week's series. You get in-depth guidance where you have the opportunity to meditate for up to half an hour or as long as you want. You also receive an important tool, and that is the journal, where there's a daily reflection question waiting for you. So this is where you can find a little more support if you're ready for that. Now, you also have a challenge for this week. This is a challenge where you go on a daily quest. Your challenge for this week is to go on an opportunity quest. In fact, I challenge you to explore the notion of stress opportunities rather than stress triggers, where you look for the gift in your stress. And that might surprise you, but you'll be exploring more about this as you go through this week's series. In fact, you may find the gift in your stress when you consider what made you meditate in the first place. Maybe you were experiencing some extenuating, stressful circumstance, and you decided to explore a way to feel more balanced, and that turned you to meditation. That is a gift. We explore stress ongoing. It's a constant in life, and it's how you manage it that determines how well you live your life. So when you discover a tool to manage your stress, such as with meditation, this is a tool that you carry for a lifetime. So settle yourself down, and I invite you to meditate. Find a comfortable location and find some place where you're not likely to be interrupted. And straighten up your spine, close your eyes, and with your eyes closed, elevate them ever so gently to the point between your eyebrows. This is often referred to as your spiritual eye. It's where your prefrontal lobes are located. This is the part of your brain that helps you manage stress. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath with each inhale and each exhale through your nose. As you begin to calm your mind and your body, reflect on the kind of stress you're experiencing today. Think about what may have triggered this particular stress. And then become aware of how your body is managing this stress. Are you having a little more trouble falling asleep? Do you feel tightness or tension anywhere? Maybe you feel agitated. Become aware of how you're managing your current state of stress. Now with each inhale and each exhale, create in your mind a safe space. Maybe it's a location you visited, or maybe a home you lived in, or a place in nature. Feel yourself settle into this space, feeling fully immersed in how safe you feel in this space. As you go throughout this series, you can return to this space anytime you feel stress. A allow yourself to simply be in this space, letting go of your thoughts and meditating or sitting in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so today. You are so worth slowing down for.